Hello, Saturn Society. Welcome to this week's astrological forecast. Long time no speak. I know. Life has been lifing, but I'm here and I'm trying to really give you guys these weekly forecasts since March is going to be a very important month astrologically. Like, I'm still working on giving out readings for each sign on Patreon, so be patient with me during this time. This Pisces season got me health-wise, telling my ass to sit my ass down and heal myself. So I gotta do that, you know? I have to heal myself, and I will be back to be able to spread what I got to, you know, say what I gotta say, okay? So anyway, let's get into, I'm just happy that I'm have enough energy and shit to be here to say what I gotta say, because it's a busy astrological week. We're going through major changes and shifts in the second week of March. First of all, let's get right into it. So, Moon Day, nothing major happened except the Sun in Pisces sextiling Uranus in Taurus. And all I got from yesterday's Moon Day and the advice I was sharing with my friends is, like, this full moon, I feel it. The full moon was exact today on Mars Day, the 7th. But I felt it even this past weekend. And a lot of it was manifesting. The energy was manifesting in a very anxious way, you know, very overwhelming way. Like, I feel like, you know, during full moons, we are known to, like, release during this time. And I feel like this time there was, like, this push and pull. Like, there's this need to wanting to release what's going on mentally, but not knowing how to. Like, there's just a lot going on. And I feel like what's best to do during this time is to just be. So I feel like this Moon Day, or the past Moon Day, if there was things that you had planned to do and it didn't work out in the way that you wanted to, there's no, you know, don't kind of beat yourself up about it. I feel like with this sextile, you might find some opportunities that you may have not been looking for by taking having a more flexible schedule with yourself. I feel like there's a need to really, with I've been reflecting on this Pisces season, is really connecting and owning my sensitivity. I feel like with this full moon energy as well, this Virgo full moon, but you know, with the Sun in Pisces Virgo moon, it's like there's this need to really be present with yourself, you know, take yourself serious, be sensitive, taking your sensitivity seriously. And I'll get into it when it comes to the Saturn in Pisces tea, but like, this is just a time to really, like, you know, own that something is just off, or you're just not feeling up to it. Like, there's other things that might need your attention at this time, and it's okay that maybe things that you had planned for yourself is not working out the way you want, or you're not working through that to-do list that you had. My advice for, even though Moon Day has passed, but I still feel like, you know, energy lingers for 2 to 3 days, like, be flexible with your to-do list. You know, there's certain things that you want to do, but my advice that I've been telling myself and others is to take it hour by hour, you know. Make sure you're taking time to do things that make you feel good, that kind of gives you a space to kind of remove yourself from the real world, but also, you know, finding some balance, because you don't want to be too much removed from the real world, because, yeah, all that full moons asks for is some form of balance when it comes to releasing, not focusing too much on one end, but mostly finding somewhere where we are finding some form of harmony. But I do feel like there's this a lot of lack of emotional harmony, and just there's a need to just find ways to ground yourself during this time. And yeah, so today is Mars Day the 7th, and two major things happened today. First, it was the Virgo full moon. The Virgo full moon was in 16 degrees, so it has this, you know, Cancerian energy with 16 ruling Cancer, but I definitely feel like this full moon is definitely an emotional one. Like, that's why I'm picking up even from the moon day of, like, kind of feeling maybe a little emotionally off, needing to kind of take time to yourself, needing to really, like I said, just connect with your sensitivity, connect with what's coming up presently. And I feel like this Virgo full moon is definitely bringing up, like, excuse me, hidden emotions. See, this Virgo full moon really wanted me to focus on my health, and I'm sure other people may be feeling that too, maybe feeling lack of health, lack of sleep, you know, kind of needing to work on your immune system. You know, I feel like I'm going back on the lack of sleep because I feel like kind of focusing on things that may be affecting your immune system, you know, eating properly, a proper diet, you know, getting the right amount of sleep, you know, getting the right amount of exercise, all that is being highlighted during that time if certain things are being neglected. Maybe, you know, Pisces is the sign and energy when it comes to hidden things, like things that, you know, subconscious, things that you're not really conscious or privy on, but it's going on behind the scenes now, kind of being unavoidable, it's being brought up. You know, there's a need to kind of release unhealthy patterns or break unhealthy patterns, release or end bad habits during this full moon. So a lot of things may be coming up that's kind of maybe either a trigger or just having like an emotional response or release due to it. So my advice for people during this time is kind of like being kind to yourself during this time. Like, a lot is coming up, there's a lot going on. It could, like I said, it could have been like things were quiet and chill, and all of a sudden things are just all upside down. Like, I was just saying to someone, like, when it rains, it hurricanes. Like, I was dealing with someone who was like, I just have never had any health issues at all, and now 3 weeks ago all hell broke loose and I'm just in over my, it's just a lot going on, and I'm just like, I fully understand. And there's a lot of things that you could try to do, certain things, trying to work with this energy, work against it, but a lot of what this energy is asking for you is to kind of just kind of focus on what is most important and focus at one thing at a time to be productive and to also just give yourself a lot of breaks, needing rest to heal, because healing is also very big when it comes to this full moon. So like, you could be like me who was sick during this full moon or still going through some things. A lot of what I've been pulling for myself is that I need to rest and I need to heal. So I feel like it's the same for a lot of people as well. But a lot of other things that could be coming up during this full moon is also finding ways to set, you know, appropriate goals for yourself. This week I've been telling people that, you know, this is a time to kind of like plan, you know, instead of like actually doing. Like, this is a time where you can let your imagination kind of get the best of you, and you can kind of, because this is a time, especially that Saturn is moving into Pisces as well, of kind of making your dreams a reality. Like, you will be shown practical ways during these next 2 years of making your dreams a reality, but this is the time to kind of let your head kind of take you there, you know, contemplate, really think about things, plan, you know, if, like I said, a lot of things really may not get done the way you want them to be this week, and a lot of it is not your fault, but it's time to kind of just focus on what you do have, like, full control of, and just, like I said, taking it easy. So, like I said, it's more planning. You're kind of taking the time to plan this week to, you know, ultimately work towards success and being productive. So yeah, moving on to the next major transit of this week is Saturn moving into Pisces. Saturn has been in Aquarius for like 2.5 years. And if we're just talking Saturn being in its home sign of Capricorn and Aquarius, co-ruled, Aquarius is co-ruled by Saturn. So Saturn has been at home technically for like 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. So this, you know, this is definitely a new type of energy that we're stepping into collectively. definitely a little bit more relief on my Capricorn and Cardinal placements and my Aquarius and fixed placements, but now kind of bringing a lot of, you know, maybe roadblocks or hardships, and for a lot of, you know, bringing a different maturity and serious energy to especially Pisces and my mutable babes. But what I would like to say is that you see how the Cardinals, specifically the Capricorns and the Aquarius and the fixed signs, got through this. You know, you can get through it too, you know, because what comes out of Saturn transits is rewards, but there's a lot of work that needs to be put in to receive those rewards. So, and I feel like Saturn is, you know, comfortable in Pisces for sure, so it's definitely going to bring a more energy that's kind of bringing more seriousness when it comes to working with the disadvantaged, or bringing some, you know, help and security to people who are, you know, less fortunate, kind of focusing on a lot of, let me actually look at my list, making your ideas into a reality and practical, you know. Pisces energy rules like the imagination, creativity, so there's gonna be a big focus on like the music, the arts, all of that stuff, creative writing, you name it. But I feel like this is a time where all those ideas that you have for yourself, maybe during Saturn in Aquarius, you're focusing on your desires, you know, your goals, and you may have, a lot of things may have showed you there's a different path that needs to be taken for you during that time. But now during Saturn Pisces, you are now able to, you know, use everything that you learned from that Saturn Aquarius transit to be able to apply it now and actually make it into reality. But it revolves a lot of work, revolves around setting, you know, appropriate boundaries around certain things, you know, learning how to use your time appropriately. This is gonna be a big time for time management, because I feel like with Saturn and Pisces energy, you can kind of, you know, have a hard time, you know, grounding yourself, a hard time maybe focusing, things not may not be clear, but kind of giving you, helping you set up some proper foundations to really see through the fog, see through certain things that actually make your dreams, your creative, your imagination, things that are in your imagination actually come to real life, become genuinely real and practical. But that requires you to be present, requires you, like I said, to be hardworking, respecting your boundaries and others' boundaries, and so on. It's, you know, yeah. What else? I did kind of touch on it earlier. This is going to be a time where you're going to hear a lot of stuff when it comes to drugs, you know, addiction. This is a time to kind of, you know, be a little more serious when it comes to your intake of drugs of your choices. This is a time to kind of work on breaking some unhealthy patterns or habits that you may have that may kind of get in the way of possible, you know, productivity and going towards what you actually want to go after. I feel like also I feel that drugs are going to be used in a helpful way to help heal, to help be productive and move forward, but using it in like responsible ways, not just responsible, but like ways that are actually effective. Moderation is going to be very big and key. I wouldn't be surprised during this time period, I already seen people talk so much about like shrooms and stuff. Oh my God. But shrooms being used by therapists or professionals to help heal people going through maybe, you know, emotional disorders, neurological disorders, not just shrooms, but just other ways people might be going back to holistic ways on healing themselves, you know, using herbs. Tea has been saving my life with me being sick recently, because I feel like I've just been going through a lot. Most of it is like dealing with like congestion and things like that, and like the appropriate like herbs have been helping like loosen, no TMI, but loosen like the mucus that's going on in my fucking face. And yeah, like, but not, but I've also been using the good old over-the-counters allergy medicine that's been saving my life. So, but I've been using everything, you know, using things like appropriately to help heal yourself. This is just, you know, don't sidebar, but side note, but yeah, just where you don't be surprised, you're gonna hear more about that, drugs and how, you know, moderation and using them and their effectiveness, or even seeing, you know, a lot of people during, a lot of states during this time will be making like weed legal and things like that. That's very big with Saturn and Pisces kind of working on regulations and rules towards drugs and stuff like that. So might be seeing a lot more regulation when it comes to certain drugs that people partake in, prescription drugs and just recreational. There's gonna be a time where there will be, I'm really, really interested in seeing how, when it comes to music and the arts, how it will be affected by Saturn and Pisces. I wasn't alive, but last time Saturn was in Pisces was in the early 90s, so like 94, 95, 96, though, that range. And if you ask me, that's one of those, some of the best music, especially R&B music that's been made during that time. I don't know R&B, like the chart of R&B and hip hop and stuff, but everybody always talks about 90s music. 90s music is like timeless, some of it. I'm just watching SWV versus Escape, you know, the queen of R&B, divas, whatever, is on Bravo, and I'm just like, wow. I was talking to my friend about it, shout out Brianna, and I was like, wow, I love SWV. Like, if I had to pick between the two, even though I like both, I would choose SWV, because I listen to both music still in rotation, but SWV, especially like their first project, was just so, I don't know how to explain it, just huge. They were just huge. And Escape is just as huge as well. But a lot of that music that came out around like Saturn and Pisces is just timeless. I'm not saying other music didn't, around like early, you know, the 70s and 80s, very much so still timeless. But I just feel like people really love talking about 90s R&B. And I just feel like around, you know, that was going on, Saturn and Pisces was going on around that time. And that's when grunge music kind of came about, you know, like Kurt Cobain, Nirvana type, you know, the punk rock, kind of, not even punk rock, kind of like, I don't know the term of it, because I'm not really privy of all that, but I think you know what I'm talking about, like that Seattle type music kind of, I was watching a documentary about it, but very on brand, you know, that music was very emotional, talking about, you know, emotions, stuff that maybe people don't really discuss kind of being brought up, or even like the musicians were going through very hard issues that were being brought to life. Unfortunately, you know, some people were losing their lives due to just really tough things, but it was also being shown a lot through the music. So I definitely feel like a lot of emotions, a lot of things, people will be expressing themselves through their art during this time and getting a lot of rewards from doing that. So this is definitely the time to express what's going on, express your emotions through poetry, art, any form of art, you know, painting, music, drawing, creative writing, you name it, whichever, you know. This is also big, art is, divination is art, so like tarot, what else, like connecting with oracle cards and stuff like that. I feel like astrology and like divination and stuff is gonna be still, especially with Pluto moving into Aquarius, gonna be still big topics going on, but I feel like people are gonna be moving to more into like spirituality and their beliefs. Yeah. Astrology and stuff will still be the topic. It always is a topic if you ask me. But I did read up on some things, how they said during Saturn and Pisces, there was a big uprising. I don't know if uprising is the right word, but like a big change when it came to the occult and divination. It was just people were more connecting with it. And I can see it now. People are kind of just either name dropping astrology way more right now, you know, connecting with their holistic side, connecting with their spirituality. Definitely you'll see more and more people do that, especially more people in power and authority connecting in that way. What else? Taking your emotions seriously during this time, especially your sensitivity. This is a time where, you know, people may be openly talking about therapy, going to therapy, or even expressing things that were once hitting and kind of taking power of, like, their own story or taking control over certain things. It's kind of like speaking up and owning things that may have been taught to be kind of hidden, but is now kind of being shown and appreciated and accepted. What else? Setting things in order during this time, applying structure to short-term goals. Because I do feel like a lot of short-term goals and intentions will help, like trying to plan things, trying to do them like long-term. Like one of the words, the theme of this week is perseverance. And I feel like this is Saturn in Pisces is really going to really help you accept time and understand patience. I don't think time is real, and I definitely feel like Saturn in Pisces is definitely showing that. I don't know, since March hit, the days are going by like so fast. I know time is about to spring forward soon, but even before that, I just feel like the days are shorter. Like time is just feels weird and off, and that's why there's just a need to kind of like find better ways to use your time effectively. Like someone was telling me today, which I've heard from my therapist before, is like to set timers for myself, because I'm someone who gets anxious, but I get stuck in my anxiety. Instead of like doing, I'm just like so overwhelmed that I'm not doing shit. So a good thing for me to do is to like kind of set timers for myself to like, okay, I'm going to do this for a certain amount of time, and then I'm going to give myself this amount of time to break and do this and do that. And it sounds a lot like tedious and a lot, but for me, that's like actually works. But for everyone, things work differently for you. So it's just finding ways to make your time productive, and that can be working on short-term goals to reach towards your long-term goal. So whatever that may be for you, you know? Yeah. Having a conscious plan when it comes towards your goals. Structure short-term goals needed to make your long-term goals a reality. I did say that. Spend time setting things in order during this time. And that's my notes when it comes to the full moon, but it also applies with Saturn and Pisces. Spend time setting things in order. That's why I said perseverance is like key during this time. Like you're spending time doing little things to ultimately reach your big goal. And when you do that, it definitely will be more realistic than trying to like make it everything all happen all at once. You're gonna just not end up doing anything. Some great advice I've been getting is like take things one step at a time. I've been, you know, like trying to do so many things at once will have you not have to do anything at all. Like for some people it can work. And I even feel like with Saturn moving into Pisces, like the Gemini placements and the Virgo placements, I may have been able to just do so many things at one time and be productive. It may, or not even productive, get things quote unquote done. It may not be as easy for you during this time, because now with Saturn moving into Pisces, squaring Gemini placements and opposing Virgo, there's a need to either find some balance or do some form of a like, embrace knowing that there needs to be some change when it comes to approaching certain things. Like things are difficult right now, but they're asking for you to, I wouldn't just say like adjust, but asking for you to switch up what you once had to help, you know, become productive. It may be hard to having to change, but the more you resist, the harder certain things will be. But there's like this need to kind of move with actually, and then I mean mutables, y'all love to move and change, but kind of you like doing things maybe even on your own terms a little bit more, like, you know. But there's this need to kind of be a little bit more mature during this time is all I'm saying from mutables. Like you can't get away with certain things as much anymore. Is a need to really work through through things presently. Yeah, but that's really all I have. I also am saying, like, this is the perfect time with Saturn being in Pisces to take control of your dreams and your story and be the creator of the life that you want, you know, the one that you dream and imagine for yourself. This genuinely is the time where you can make it super duper realistic for you, especially immutables. Big on the Gemini placements, you know, with Saturn moving into your 10th house, like everything that you want for yourself, your career, how you want others to see you, all that is genuinely attainable during this time. But there's this need to be present to have that happen in the way that you want to, and be understanding that this is not going to be a quick journey. Saturn is all about really humbling you with time, and you know, things are not going to be in the time that you want them to be, but it will come, you know. This is really asking mutables to stay on the course. And also, this is, like I said, what else? So Gemini is going through it, Virgos, I already talked to you, Pisces, and I'm in Sagittarius. A lot of this going on for Sagittarius when it comes to the home life, you know? Things might just be not a major thing that things can, that a lot of, another theme for Saturn moving into Pisces is dealing with loss, like the hardship of loss, or, you know, ending of cycles that are not serving you anymore, but that can be hard to put certain boundaries in place, or hard to let certain things go. But there's a lot of things that kind of just may have to go, and because it ran up its time and things. So a lot of Sagittarius may be going through that, especially when it comes to the home life, things dealing with childhood. So like I've been saying to everyone, this is a time to really be patient and kind with yourself. You know, things may be changing overnight, but you know, in the long run, you will see that certain things happen, even though they definitely can suck, but a lot of it is happening for you, not to you. And I know it may feel like, damn bitch, it does sound like someone's out for me, but just stay the course and be present with yourself and respect what you can and cannot handle, and just, you know that things with time will show itself in a positive way. But yeah, what else do I have to say? I think that's all really the major transits of the week. On Saturday, we have Venus in Aries, sextile Gemini Mars. I cannot, I'm praying for you Geminis, but this Gemini Mars, it's been 6 fucking months, guys. Later this month, it'll be moving into Cancer. Mind you, it'll be in my first house. IDK, how to feel about that, but I'm ready for that bitch to leave my 12th house. I know my fellow Cancer rising is probably feel the same way. That's why I feel like I'm freaking sick. Because I've got through this whole time, and I just feel like it came out of nowhere and got me. I don't know. And I say Gemini because I know Gemini deals with the lungs, it deals with all that, and I just feel like I'm having this, and Gemini energy deals with allergies. Ugh, and I just feel like I'm having a weird allergy situation that's going on right now. Some sinus bullshit, which is very Gemini energy. And it just came out of the wazoo, out the ass for me. And I'm like, is this some 12th house bullshit? Like, get me out of here. And I don't know if it's going to be any better with Cancer Mars in the first house. The first house does deal with physical health and stuff, but please. But besides the point, Geminis, I know y'all ready for this bitch to get out of your first house. Because, yeah. Something staying for 6 months like this, and personally, gotta go. So, but Venus will be sextiling Gemini Mars, which I feel like is a good social energy, you know, an energy to kind of, you know, communicate with others, meet others, having some fun, being active, connecting with friends, all that. I know for that day, I'm connecting with friends and family. I think it's the best time to really be social. Mercury will also be sextiling Uranus, so you might be finding some opportunities by putting yourself out there, connecting with others who are like-minded as you, you know, share the same mindset as you, or could possibly teach you some things. This is a time to be very open, to be really flexible with your plans. Things may not be going as planned. Some things may come up and may surprise you, but just go with the flow. Like I said, this week is a great planning week, but this is also a week that there's just a lot of things that are up in the air, and it's okay. This is Pisces season. Things are not going to be as grounded as we want, even though this might be the only... With Saturn moving into Pisces, the Pisces seasons for the next couple years will be a little more serious. So, yeah. There's some beauty in this confusion is all I'm saying. Like, there's gonna, you know, it's okay that things may not work out the way that you want them to. You may realize time may be on your side, even though it may not be seeming that way right now. Pisces energy is very, in Neptune energy, and it's very, very foggy and confusing, so.
Yeah.
But, other than that, nothing major else to, you know, to share. Clocks will be moving forward on Sunday the 12th, so more daylight saving. I mean, more daylight. I don't know about all the savings and whatever. More daylight, so that's good for the mental health, which is big with the Saturn and Pisces energy, kind of bringing some seriousness into our mental health, our spiritual health, all types of health. So, you know, get that vitamin D outside and in the bed. Do what you gotta do. But yeah. I pulled some cards. I want to go through them before I end this audio. I'm so glad to be back and talking to y'all, but yeah, you'll hear me again. First card I pulled from my numerology deck asking for the theme of this week. And the theme of this week is perseverance. I talked about it earlier, of kind of just needing to push through, finding some patience for yourself. I mean, you know, understanding that time may not seem like it's on your side, but it is. It most definitely is, even if you're not feeling that way. You may want things in your own timing, in your own way, but, you know, sometimes things, even if it's the way we want them, they will come in the way that they kind of just had to be. And there's this need to kind of just, you know, accept that and realize when you kind of take a step back that, okay, even if it didn't happen the way that I wanted, it's something more rewarding is here that I couldn't even imagine. But there's just this need to keep on the course. Like, even if, you know, when it's something that you generally want, that's your passion, that's your dream, you got to believe in yourself. I've been rewatching Ted Lasso. Love that TV show. Cannot wait. And when I say cannot wait for when it comes back next week, what day is it? I think it's the 16th. That's another thing I have to watch. Cannot wait for Mr. Ted Lasso to come back. But he has a Believe poster, and it's just, that's very big on needing to genuinely, seriously believe in yourself and in your dreams. Like, only you can give it all that energy, you know. Also, I feel like Saturn in Pisces is gonna bring a lot of like regulation when it comes to foreign policy, you know, working on foreign policy, and also some changes in like foreign travel. If I were you, I would really get out there and travel if you can. I feel like a lot of people might find themselves traveling, I hope so, to new lands, foreign lands during this time, during Saturn moving into Pisces, but to also be responsible and mature in other people's countries, dealing with other people's cultures and things like that. So yeah, definitely we'll see like a meshing of that a little bit more. We can already see that with the major Billboard hit Boys a Liar Part 2 with my bitches Pink Pantheress and Ice Spice colliding of cultures and creative minds. I'm sorry, I just love the two babes, but besides the point, yeah, ride that wave, guys. Stay the course, you know. Your dreams can become a reality, but you have to also believe in yourself. Remove negative self-talk. Remove, you know, even if things are confusing, know that, you know, there's things that are happening that are bigger than you, but it's not happening to you or against you. They're happening for you. Okay? I pulled from my Sacred Cycles deck asking for the theme when it comes to this full moon in Virgo. Collectively, what's the theme? And I pulled Wild One. I claim my full expression. The Wild One is uninhibited, unencumbered, and weightless, without the judgments and expectations of others anchoring her down. To change that bind, fall away, and freedom is fully expressed. Truth is the guiding star here and permeates each inch, moment, and action. With this internal compass, forward motion is propelled by a desire for authenticity and determination to claim what is more true and real. And I feel like, sidebar, I feel like a lot of us definitely realized that with Saturn moving in, when Saturn was in Aquarius, kind of you're being motivated by your desires and your desire to be true to yourself, authentic, and, you know, making your dreams and your goals a reality, but you needing to be true to yourself for that. In a world that encourages sameness for a safety at the expenses of individuality, this is your sacred call to cast aside the narrative. Do so for the sake of your soul path. The Wild One asks you to choose freedom. A freedom found in being forthright with declaring who you are in the highest expression of yourself. Deep down, you may have this feeling that something has stayed locked inside you out of concern for what others may think or say should they find out about it. You have the key. You have the courage. You have the inner knowing of the ways your life will bloom and expand when this part of you is set free. So unlock the cage, release the chains, and welcome all of yourself to this experience of life. Journal prompt. What do I need to release in order to move fully into what do I need to release in order to more fully embrace my truest self? And I'm mentioning the journal prompt because one of the cards I pulled also for this week is big on journaling. And I definitely think journaling is major when it comes to this full moon and also Saturn being in Aries. So there's a lot of things going on, in your head. This is a great time to do when you have some dreams. I've been dream journaling from the beginning of this month. Something just moved me to write my dreams down and find ways to interpret them. And I think that's really good to do. Journaling, you know, is a big part of even manifesting certain things for yourself and working on reflecting. But journaling can help putting these ideas into reality by actually physically even writing them down. So definitely get into some journaling. So yeah, the card I picked was for this week's energy. I got strategy reversed though. So when the strategy card is reversed, it indicates a stall in progress due to a lack of planning, which is very big on Saturn in Pisces. If there's no planning or anything, even though I'm telling you, you know, needing to be flexible and all that, but there needs to be some plan that you're working with, some type form of structure to actually be progressive. Because if there isn't, you're going to find yourself stuck, anxious, overwhelmed. You may have a goal in mind, but no specific ideas of how to achieve it. Or you may have found that your original plan has hit a wall and it's now time to reevaluate things, which is okay, guys. It's okay. That's another thing. Even though you have a plan, you're working towards that, staying the course. If you have to make some adjustments, don't be opposed to that, okay? If this is a case, remember that the path of least resistance may be tempting, but it rarely leads to anywhere new. Don't let the mundane tasks of life eat up all your time and take you off course. Instead of floundering and wandering around in confusion, put some significant mental effort into starting or renewing a comprehensive plan of attack. This card reverse is warning you to get out of the role of passive observer and become the author and director of your own destiny. And amen to that, because I generally do feel like, just going back to the Saturn in Pisces energy, that's like the director of like your imagination, your dreams, your reality. I mean, your dreams and you being the director and the author, you can literally write the life that you want. A good idea to do is to, and I've done this before when it came to my apartment, like writing where I want to be at in the next 2 years. and you're going to see a lot of what you're writing actually come to life. And then you're going to read that in the next, you know, once Saturn moves out of Pisces and it's in Aries, you're going to reflect and you'll be like, wow, like, look what I've done. You know, like, everything I wrote, it may not be exactly what I wrote, but there is some things that actually came true. And, you know, I'm living the practical, real practical part of my dream. Even though certain things I wanted may not be exactly what I wanted, but there's still this need to be grateful for what has come, because it is blessing you, even if it may not be the way you thought it would come. Affirmation. I plan the necessary steps to achieve my goals, and I'm willing to take action in that direction. I'm flexible, persistent, and prepared. Period. And the last card I pulled from my mermaid deck, asking how to handle this week's energy. And I pulled contemplation, which is very kind of on brand. I definitely feel like this time is just, you know, people are very much so up in the air. There's a lot going on still, but there's this need to kind of move into a certain mindset, ready to release what isn't working, what isn't serving you, to make space for the new. There's still the need to kind of work on healing, connecting to your intuitive side, connecting to your imaginative side. So this week is giving you the space to kind of just be and see where that takes you during this time. You know, reflect and see where that takes you. Contemplate your current situation and allow your thoughts and feelings to flow. Use your mind in conjunction with your heart and think things through before making decisions. Enjoying her time in contemplation, this mermaid used her creativity to look at various outcomes and scenarios. The beauty of this is that it can be fun and a creative process, allowing you to imagine your experiences, the things you're contemplating without doing anything in the physical reality. Let that imagination go wild, basically. It's a bit like trying before you buy or commit. The situation calls for you to think deeply, using your wisdom and imagination to arrive at wholesome solutions. Your feelings may be a bit confused right now, and you're prone to follow your heart, which is usually a good thing. The situation calls for you to use your mind in conjunction with your heart and think things through rationally before coming into any decisions, especially potentially life-changing ones. Contemplation is a type of meditation. Only it entails engaging with your mind instead of trying to stop the thoughts. When you use your mind and heart, wisdom in unison, it's possible to make major decisions in life. Knowing you've covered all angles and explored several options and outcomes in the safety of your own imagination. Perhaps someone close to you is contemplating their future. Let them know the importance of staying in a positive state of mind when going through this process, as what we project can come into being. Okay, what we project can come into being. So it's wise to be mindful of this as you contemplate and play with the possibilities. So yeah, guys, definitely interesting time. We're going through a lot of shifts, a lot of changes. It's just the beginning, but we can handle it. We got this. It'll be vibes. We'll be fine. But yeah. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.